Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will know them by their fruits. I suspect that most of us deep down are filled with pretty darn good intentions. We don't start our day planning on how to cut corners or how to lie or fill people with unreasonable expectations. I think most of us begin our day by desiring to live honestly and truthfully and with integrity, but as the day wears on and we're pressed and pushed and pressured in a myriad of directions, by day's end we know we've said things we didn't mean, we've made promises we don't know how we're ever going to keep, and we've made decisions that are not always in line with our best intentions. You know, like Jesus' caution about sin throughout his Sermon on the Mount, his remarks are stark here and they're jarring. Reading his words can give us the impression that people are either bad or good, right or wrong, demons or angels. However, and you know this as well as I do, life experience has taught us that we are all a mixture of good intentions and honestly less than pure motives. Unlike the old Westerns that adorned the good guys with white hats and the bad guys with black, we live and work and act in a world shrouded by ambiguity. The best of us have moments when we're frankly overcome by anger and resentment, rage, and a thousand other harmful impulses. Likewise, the most depraved of sinners have moments when they show something of the divine spark within them, and Jesus understood this. His closest students, his friends, were faithful, and they were flawed. They could stand firm in one moment and scatter in the next. They could call Jesus Lord in one breath and call him stranger in the next. The disciples who could offer praise could also betray. Jesus knew that all people are made up of mixed motives and conflicting interests. In the sermon, Jesus says that intentions and impulses don't mean all that much, or at least not as much as our actions. There's no debate, according to Jesus' earlier addresses, if you've been paying attention, that impure thoughts and imaginings are harmful and damaging, and they can lead to disastrous ramifications. But here, Jesus shifts to indicate that our ideas and instincts don't amount to much until we put them into practice. We're not ultimately judged by what we thought about doing or what we intended to do or by what we planned to refrain from doing. No, we are known not by the promise of our lives, but by the product of our lives. In the end, we are judged, as Jesus said, by what we produce, our fruit. So just a question for you, and be honest with yourself. Do you bear good fruit in your living, working, and acting? What do you produce? And then as a practice, as a way of understanding the process of bearing fruit, I want you to do one of the following. Work in a garden, or buy a plant and care for it, or pause and in gratitude for God's abundance and creativity, take a closer look at all the amazing and unique fruits and vegetables in your local grocery store. Just go and look at the diversity of all of it, and the color and the grandeur. Let's pray. Lord, we're indeed filled with good intentions, but we find that we're often hard-pressed to follow through on them. It's not so much that we feel like bad people, we just don't feel like people who often think better than we act. So we want to ask you to help us produce good fruit. Help us to convert good intentions into good actions. Help us to build a legacy of good work in your world. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.